This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. Alhamdulillah, we're doing a juz a day and we're at juz number 21. We're in the last third of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens his juz in Surah Al-Ankabut near the end of it by asking us as believers and the Prophet ﷺ as our leader to debate the people of the book and to speak to them with sound arguments and with ethics, good manners, and with a sense of devotion, and to say to them, إِلَهُنَا وَإِلَهُكُمْ وَاحُدٌ, that our Lord and your Lord is one. You may believe different things about Allah, and we may hold Allah to be different to the Allah that you worship, but He is the one and the same, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then asks us to look into the cosmos, to look in all the expanse that is around us, to look into the blessings that He has set for us, and to recognize that everything ultimately is by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Surah Al-Ankabut puts a finality to the concepts of shirk, that life is a test, that we are to be obedient to those who are in authority over us, in particular our parents, that we should be suspicious of ourselves entering into a level of hypocrisy, and to be very, very careful from joining anything in worship or in acts of service that is of a ritual and spiritual basis for anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, given in terms of the stories of the prophets Ibrahim, Lut, Shu'aib, and that the punishment of Allah that descended upon all those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions all those that were destroyed and that those who have made their migration for Allah, struggled for Allah, and given themselves over to Allah are the ones that are salvaged. The next surah in juz number 21 is surah number 30, which can be translated as the Romans or the Byzantines, Ar-Rum. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, غُلِبَتُ الرُّومِ مِنْ بَعْدِ وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ. The Romans have been defeated, the Byzantines have been defeated, and they were a people of the book, and therefore the Muslims had a greater allegiance and love for them. And the Persian army who defeated them were aligned with Quraysh. So the Muslims were kind of upset at this. And then Allah gave the bushra, the glad tidings, the foreshadowing and foretelling that they will come back to victory. في بضع سنين. The word bid'a means less than 10. And subhanAllah, it is what it was said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be. And therefore, here Allah so shows that He will give victory to those whom He chooses and whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Surah Ar-Rum is that all power, all governance is with the command of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets this into three important sections. He speaks about His signs to humanity, the commands that He asks of them, and finally the blessings that are received in return. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He asks us to look within ourselves and to look at the creation of man, to look at the creation of the heavens and the earth, to look at the differences of our languages, the lightning of our the lightning and the rain, and the parables of life and death, and the alternations of the night and the day, and the death coming from life and life coming from death. All of those ayatun lilmuqineen, signs to those who have an awoken consciousness, to those who are woke, for a lack of better words. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets it with the concept of fitrah, to be steadfast upon that natural disposition that all human beings know, that there is something that causes what we don't understand. There is something that brought out of nothingness something, and it is Allah. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, don't cause corruption in the earth. And any time you see anything out of imbalance in the earth, anything out of a system that is the way that Allah had destined it, anything that isn't the way it should be, know that it is bima kasabat aydi nas, it is by what man's hand have earned. And so Allah asks us to return to that natural state of fitrah, of leaving things the way they should be, in the capacity and in the balance and the harmony that they were destined for. How do you do this? Enjoin what is good, forbid what is evil, and have faith in Allah. This is the solution that is offered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah talks to us about not associating partners with Him, being regular in establishing our prayers, giving the rights to our relatives in particular and the poor in general, not to be from those who partake in riba, usury and interest and burden down others, to pay our zakah regularly and to make sure that we have a share of our wealth to the poor, and to recognize that if we don't obey these commands, which are simple commands, that destruction does follow in this life and in the next life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to reflect on the grandeur of His Majesty in these small acts that He asks us, not to focus on what we're doing, but on the magnificence of the one we're worshiping, and to know that these things, belief in God, establishing prayer, giving zakah, not having financial inequity and not taking interest, they have a direct correlation to the blessings that we receive, which are in the form of rain, and the messengers that were sent in the books and the guidance, and that the favors of Allah to mankind will not end as long as they remain devoted. The next surah, surah number 31 in Juz, is Surah Luqman. It's named after a historic figure, Luqman al-Hakim, Luqman the Wise. And he was a person who lived in Nubia. He was a dark black-skinned man, and he was a slave. He was owned by another human being. But his great enslavement was to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which made even kings bow before his advice. Subhanallah. I have a daily tafsir on it. You can put daily tafsir as a hashtag and write Luqman, and it'll come up, I think, something like 20 episodes, inshallah, 5-10 minutes each. You will enjoy it. Basically, Surah Luqman, it begins by discussing, Allah discussing who are the righteous and what are the things that allow them to be righteous. يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. And then Allah juxtaposes it with those who are heedless, and they are those who enjoy the merriment and the sinful merriment and frivolity of the lewd things in life. Lahw al-hadith, they enjoy that which distracts them from their worship of Allah. Then Allah, in the second page of the surah, near the middle of the juz, begins to give the advice of Luqman to his son. And this is the counsel of a loving father to a son. And he says, Ya bunayya la tushrik billah, my son, the first and foremost, don't take partners in worship with Allah. It is the greatest injustice. Don't be from those who think that they can hide anything for Allah. From Allah, innaha in taku mithqala habba, even if it's a small mustard seed in the depth of the earth, ya'ti biha Allah, Allah will bring it. Ya bunayya aqim as-salah wa'mur bil ma'ruf wanha 'anil munkar, my son, establish prayer, enjoin what is good, forbid what is evil. Wasbir 'ala ma asabak, and know the consequence of that is that you must be patient on what will befall you. Subhanallah. Wa la tus'ir khaddaka lin-nasi wa la tamshi fil ardi marha, don't turn your cheek and have this haughty, arrogant presence. You're not going to be a person who's going to be able to split the earth in half. You're not a person of substance. You are nothing but a creation of Allah, so know your place in life. Powerful words of advice from Luqman. It's a powerful, powerful surah. Then it transitions in Allah, giving us insight into what we should hear in that advice of Luqman, not to take partners in worship with him, to endure in our patience and love of Allah, to invite others to that which is good, and to fear Allah. The last two verses of the surah are terrifying. Ya ayyuha an-nas ittaqu rabbakum wakhshaw. O mankind, fear your Lord, and know that there's a day, يَوْمَ لَا تَنْفَعُ نَفْسٌ, no one will be benefited with anything, no son will help a father, and no father will be able to help a son, except by the order of Allah. The final section of the surah is Surah Al-Sajdah and Surah Al-Ahzab. Surah Al-Sajdah 32 has a sajdah in it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us about the origin of man and the creation of Adam and Iblis and that long-standing battle. And Allah reminds us of the importance of the night prayers, that there's no reward that can be equal to it in this life. And Allah says that imams can be raised on account of two things. We can become leaders to others. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ, when we demonstrate patience and we have certainty of faith. Finally, Surah Al-Ahzab begins, Surah number 33. It's titled The Confederates, which is one of the wars of the Prophet ﷺ. The Confederate tribes of all of Quraysh and all of their surroundings came to attack Medina. And for a month, they laid siege to it. And that's where the trench was dug in Medina. Allah orders the Prophet ﷺ at the beginning of the surah, Ya ayyuha nabiyyu taqillah, O Messenger of Allah, be mindful and conscious of Allah. And therefore you can see that the path to being safe from gathering forces is in taqwallah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an underlying theme. Finally, Allah says, true men, ar-rijal, صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهِ, are those who fulfill their covenant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was your brother Yahya Ibrahim with daily tafsir number 21, juz number 21 of a juz a day. I hope you'll join me for upcoming sections, inshallah, where we continue number 22 and continue with Surah Al-Ahzab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.